President John Mahama this morning began the last day of the Greater Accra Accounting to the People tour with a breakfast meeting with the clergy at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The president of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, called on political leaders to be tolerant of divergent views of people who either belong or do not belong to their camps. He said the lifestyles of politicians should reflect that of Jesus Christ, who does not show mercy and love to a selected few, but to all mankind. Most Reverend Professor Asante urged politicians to let their campaign messages unite rather than divide Ghanaians as the country goes to the polls.
It has been observed that confused loyalty has been one of the tremendous sources of evil in Christian history. By extension, one can say the chaotic political scenes in some parts of the globe. And sometimes we also have our own chaotic political situation. Cannot be excused. And this can be attributed to confused loyalty to political ideologies, sometimes warped ideologies, parties and personality. We're not prepared to listen to others. I want people to listen to me, but I cannot listen to others. But let me tell you, your freedom ends when my freedom begins. Many of us are more loyal to the means than to the ends. We fight over forms of worship, but show little concern about the object of worship. We fight over titles and lose the sense of service. We fight over names of sects and parties and symbols, but lose the sense of our identity and our calling to serve God in our nation. We need to examine our loyalty, our inability to give precedence to the positive over the negative. Some of us have a narrow perspective. We can only see the negative side of things, but we need to be objective in our thinking. We need to be level-headed, and by all means, let us not turn a blind eye to the negative. We must, however, consider the negative in relation to the positive. When we do this, we may find that the positive may far outweigh the negative we have always highlighted. We need to take the Lord's reaction to the attitude of his disciples to the outsider follower, because there are so many people who are outside, and yet they are part of it. We must understand that the kingdom of God has dimensions of God himself. Those who do the works of Jesus and who belong to Jesus are not limited to those who are in the sectarian or partisan fold. Beyond the fence wall of our religious and partisan ghettos are others who are also the Lord's and who do the work of God. There are many who are without us, but are with us in the building of our nation and in the service of the kingdom of God. Let us look beyond our parochial, religious, ethnic, and political partisan fence walls for those who are with us seeking the good of us. As we approach the 2016 elections, your message must unite. Your message must challenge Ghanaians to understand that we are one people. We may have different ideologies, but the bottom line is that we're all Ghanaians. Ghana must win, and Ghana must come first.
Founder of Action Chapel, Archbishop Duncan Williams, prayed for the nation, the president, and government officials. He also prayed against anything that has a tendency to destroy the peace of the nation during the elections.
We pray, Heavenly Father, for illumination for our leaders, that they will have the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened, helping them to understand that it is not a right anyone have to be in power, but it is a privilege. A privilege to make a difference. A privilege to impact their nation, their generation. Therefore, we make atonement and intercession for His Excellency, the President, the Vice President, Chief of Staff, all the presidential staff, and all that are in authority. Like Nelson Mandela said, that it is not how long a man or a woman lives or how much money they possess or they have, but the difference they made in the life of others. It is my prayer this day that our president and all that sit in council with him and all that are in authority will receive the grace, the necessary capabilities to make a difference in their generation, to impact this nation, to be game changers, yea, to leave a legacy, running through troops, skipping over war, and as challenging and as difficult difficult as it is to rule this country, to lead this nation, with all the complications and the complexities, we pray, obtaining by divine authority a safe passage for this election, that you will see Ghana through 2016 election, and that you will give us a divine outcome of the election. For it is written, men cast their lots, but God determines the outcome. Men have an agenda. There are schemings going on and gatherings and consultations. But for every gathering, for every agenda, for every meeting and consultation that does not line up with your original agenda for the outcome of 2016 election, let it be annulled and negated. Let it be set aside, be interrupted, and let the counsel of God predetermined concerning 2016 election prevail and triumph above every other thing. Show the enemies of the peace of this country that you are God.